This is Steph. You are listening to a special episode of Voices in the Valley here on KLBB 1220 AM. Today we broadcast a performance of Don't Cry Over Cold Tea, a radio play written and produced by secondary students in the St. Croix River Valley and recorded live the evening of July 28, 2016 at the Water Street Inn in Stillwater, Minnesota. Don't Cry Over Cold Tea emerged from a previously recorded 15-minute radio play called One Day in Edelin. This prologue served as a prompt to a writing team of 17 students for a project supported by the St. Croix Valley Foundation to develop what has become the first episode of the monthly podcast series Hush. The prologue could be summarized like this. After her parents go missing, Andromeda, otherwise known as Andy, must stay with her grandma Violet. Forced to tour a new school, she makes friends with Zach, but finds trouble with some mean girls. Stressed, Andy returns home and gets into a huge fight with her grandma. Upset, Andy runs off saying, "All she wants is silence." From this prompt came Hush. Welcome to Episode 1, Don't Cry Over Cold Tea.
Grandma's going to kill me. It's so dark.
I hope you're good at apologizing.
Who's there?
You're there.
No one's here. This is creepy.
Yes, it is.
Okay, it's official. I'm going crazy.
Pardon, I thought I heard you say you were going crazy.
I did.
Lie number one. You're not going crazy.
Thanks.
You're already crazy.
You know, I'm just going to ignore you. You're just a voice in my head.
Yes, I am. You should really clean this place more often.
My head is fine, thank you.
Lie number two. Your head is not fine.
I don't need this. I just want to apologize to my grandma and go to bed.
Well then, it's a good thing you've reached your home.
That's weird. Why is the door open?
This voice, Silence, is far more than a voice in Andromeda's head. He is a being with immense power, only one of which is the ability to speak into dear Andromeda's mind. Still, everyone has their weaknesses, even Silence. Just as it is more difficult to catch the stray thoughts that wander through your head when you are with someone than when you are by yourself, it is more difficult for Silence to reach Andromeda when she is with others than when she is alone.
Flip-flops off. Grandma, I'm back. I'm sorry for running off. Grandma? Where's Grandma, Kelvin? I don't know. I am confused. Yes, I am. You're so cute, Kelvin. Oh, look, Kelvin. The stupid bird is out. Habs, what are you doing? Annoying canaries such as yourself are not supposed to be out of their cage unsupervised. Don't squawk at me. You know you have to go in your cage. Where is she, Kelvin? Maybe she's out on the back porch drinking tea. Okay, I see tea, but no grandma. The tea is cold. Kelvin, why is the tea cold? The tea is never cold. Kelvin, don't panic! There's no reason to worry. She probably went shopping or on a walk, or she could be looking for me. There's so many logical explanations. This is not happening again, Kelvin. I'm just gonna call her to make sure. Crap. Okay. Keep calm. What can I do? Zach. Zach was here when I left. Maybe he saw where my grandma went. I'll call him. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, this is Andy.
Oh, hey, Andy. Hey, are you okay? I got worried when you ran off like that.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm sorry, I don't mean to bother you, but you were the last person I saw with my grandma, and I'm so new here. I didn't know who else to call.
Your grandma?
Yeah, Violet. My grandma, she's short, she dresses like a hippie, she never shuts up. Did she go anywhere after I left?
You mean after your fight? When you ran off?
Yeah.
No, sorry. She just went back inside your house.
Well, if you see her, let me know.
What's going on?
My grandma is missing. I don't know what to do.
Well, what about your parents?
She let her tea get cold.
That's not exactly groundbreaking news.
You don't understand. The canary was out of his cage. The door was open. She's not in the house, but her phone is. And the tea is cold.
Okay. Let's calm down.
What if she was kidnapped? What if she was hit by a car?
I don't think something
that extreme happened. The tea is cold.
Okay. Do you want me to come over?
No. I'm fine.
Yeah. I'll come over. Sit tight. I'll be there in a couple of minutes.
It's my parents all over again.
Andy? It's Zach.
Coming! Oh, good. You're here. I can't find my grandma anywhere. I've searched the cupboards. I've checked the washing machine. I've
only met your grandma once, but I don't think she'd fit in a cupboard. Or a washing machine.
You don't know my grandma.
All right then. Have you checked upstairs?
No, good idea. Let's go.
Whoa, wait up. This is a lot of stairs.
I haven't looked in this bathroom yet.
Seriously, Andy? Under the bathroom sink? Maybe try something a little more grandma-sized.
The bathtub!
That's not what I meant.
I believe this house has an attic.
Fine. Let's go to the attic.
You have an attic?
Yeah, don't you?
No. Apartments generally don't.
Oh, well, old Victorian-era style houses generally do.
Your attic is just very,
cluttered?
Yeah. Oh, ow! What did I step on?
Oh, that? It's just a bridge made out of popsicle sticks. Only took me a whole summer to finish. Watch out for those doors! I don't want to find out what's in them.
I'm not gonna knock into anything. Whoa, Jesus! How did a cat get up
here? Careful! You stepped on Kelvin's tail! He'll never forgive you for that one.
Oh, Andy, what am I stepping on? Andy, there's something squishy on my foot. Get it off!
Well, you just broke all of Grandma's canned foods.
Andy!
Okay! It seems like some unidentifiable peach product. But my grandma's not here. We should go.
Really? You have all of these family secrets around you, and you're going to leave?
Oh, how am I supposed to get this peach off my foot? It's sticking.
No.
I'm not lying about the peach.
What? I wasn't talking to you. Never mind.
Wait, what?
Forget about it. Let's keep looking.
Check out this book. The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. The Japanese Art of Decluttering and Organizing. Talk about irony. Your grandma has the whole world in here. Wait, why does your grandma have a headlamp with North Portal Cave engraved on it?
I don't know. She traveled a lot.
Well, she didn't have to travel to get to these caves. They're in Edelin.
No, they're not. I would have known about it.
Yeah, they are. They closed down before you got here.
Why?
A bunch of people went missing.
What do you mean, missing?
I don't know. People went in, and they didn't come out. The police couldn't figure it out, so the caves closed.
Don't you want to know where the caves are?
Where are the caves? Zach? Zach!
Huh? Oh, sorry. Sweet! A music box!
Focus.
Focus, Zach! Help me look through these boxes.
What are we even looking for?
I don't know.
Whoa, why did I just find a crossbow?
I'm trying to sort through these boxes if you'd like to help.
But I'm holding a crossbow!
Are you nuts? Put that down!
Whoa, slingshot! Andy, check it out, a slingshot! Duck! Oh. Olay?
Your ever so graceful associate just broke your window with a slingshot. You're clearly a good judge of character.
Zach!
Sorry, I broke your window. I'm really sorry. I'll pay to fix it.
Why does that box have my parents' name on it?
Huh? I don't know. It is your grandma's house, right? She could be storing it for them.
I need to see what's in this box. Aww, Mom's gardening hat. I used to love wearing it. What do you think of it on me?
I like it. What else is in the box?
A Snoopy tie. A Wrinkle in Time.
I've read that.
Yeah, it was my favorite.
Cool stuffed animal fish.
Nemo! The family photo album. My dad's camera. He loves photography. That was our thing.
You should take the camera.
Hey, Andy, if you really think your grandma's missing, we should call the police.
No, we don't need them.
But they can help. You're all alone. They should know that. They'll look for your grandma.
They won't let you stay in this house without your grandmother. You'll go stay with someone else.
Exactly.
Really? Well, that was easier than I thought.
She means no.
Yes, I mean exactly.
Great.
No, I mean no.
Yeah, if you don't call them, I will.
No, they'll think I'm ridiculous, like you think I am right now. It's not like they'll help.
It's their job to help. Just call the police.
Fine. But let's just please leave the attic.
Totally. The moldy peaches were starting to freak me out anyway.
Take the camera.
Good point.
Huh?
Nothing. I just remembered my dad's camera.
Hey, do you need a cell phone?
I've got one.
This day is really exciting. Sorry.
911, where is your emergency?
416 North Main Street, Edelin, Minnesota.
All right, and what is your emergency, sweetie?
My grandma is missing. I came home from a walk and she was gone.
Can you tell me your name and age?
I'm Andromeda. You can call me Andy. I'm 15.
Is there a parent home I can speak with, Andromeda?
No, it's just me and my grandma.
Okay, Andromeda. We'll send an officer to stay with you until we find a place for you to spend the night. Please don't worry too much. It's likely your grandma just went out somewhere without telling you.
And yet the tea is cold.
Yeah, grandma would never waste tea. Hello?
Like I said, someone will come to pick you up. You're okay.
I know that. It's my grandma I'm worried about.
We have someone reporting an object flying towards.
I'm on the scene at 416 North Main Street.
Call me if you need anything. I'll see you later.
Thanks, Zach.
Hey, Andromeda, right?
It's Andy.
Who's the boy? Whoa there, kitty. Retract the claws. I'm not taking you to jail. Come on in. Whoa, nice bird. You could put him in the back. Hopefully your cat won't eat him. Sorry, Andy, but you all have to sit in the back. Police protocol. I'm transporting a juvenile female to 1212 Chestnut Street in Edelin. Miles, when ready.
Go ahead with Miles.
102-867. Hey, kid. I'm Officer Blake. I'm transporting you to a family the Red Cross has set up. Andromeda, right?
It's Andy.
Cool. You can call me Stu.
I'd rather not.
You don't talk much, huh?
Wow, this one's a thinker.
Must be cool to live on Main Street with all these shops. Have you been to many of them?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, no.
I love it down here. There's no cuter town than Edelin.
My grandma gets tea there.
The Spice and Tea Company, I know it. They have the coolest tea names. Do you like tea?
My grandma likes it.
What do you guys drink?
Grandma drinks red hot hibiscus and holy detox.
What about you?
I guess I like Sleeping Beauty.
Well, it's the only tea my wife lets me buy. It's organic. Hey, do you like ice cream? There's an ice cream parlor just down the street. What's your favorite flavor? Mine's strawberry.
Really? I'm partial to banana.
Oh, and there's a Commander Cafe. I'm sure you've been there. It's this great little coffee shop on the south side of Main Street. The family you'll be staying with has a daughter who works there. I get coffee there every morning. They have these really good pastries and soups and sandwiches. And on Fridays and Saturdays, they've opened mic nights. Listen, I know this isn't what you want, but we found a very nice family for you to stay with until your grandma shows up. You couldn't ask for a better home.
Sure.
You've got your host parents, Mr. and Mrs. Gerber, their eldest daughter Rachel, and twins named Tessa and Gracie. You'll be landing in a safe spot, and we'll contact you when we find your grandmother, okay?
Gerber, how remnant of a baby food brand?
What was that?
Oh, nothing. Sorry.
Well, is it a deal?
Okay, deal.
Good. Because we're here.
Do you think they'll get mad I brought Kelvin?
I'm sure they'll welcome both you and your cat with open arms. And hey, isn't that canary in the back seat coming too? Because I don't think it follows police protocol to keep him in the back seat of the squad car.
Oh yeah, I guess I have to take him.
Ah, well, I'm not taking him home. Now let's get out of this car. It's starting to smell funny. Go ahead. Ring the doorbell.
Oh, you must be Andromeda. I'm so thrilled to meet you. I'm Deborah. This is my daughter, Rachel.
I actually go by Andy.
Does she seriously need to be here right now? Her grandma has been missing for like less than an hour.
Rachel, be polite to our guest. Come on in, honey.
The evening passes peacefully, and soon Andromeda falls asleep, despite the chittering of her grandmother's bird and the stress of the day. As she drifts away into restless sleep, Rachel complains to her mother about sharing the bathroom, which was the main reason she had chosen the basement bedroom. The twins look on, and Mr. Gerber returns home from a long day at work. Eventually, the lights go out, one by one, in every room, and the house is silent.
Good morning, Andy. I just finished making some eggs and bacon. I'll call Rachel and the twins down so we can all eat together.
Thanks, Mrs. Gerber.
Oh, please call me Deborah.
Oh, okay. Deborah, but I'm not hungry. I just came up for water.
Nonsense! You haven't eaten anything since you arrived last night. You've got to be starving.
No, really.
Rachel, Tessa, Gracie, breakfast ready!
Yay, breakfast! Pancakes, are there pancakes?
The beast has awakened. Feed me. Andromeda, you're in my chair.
It's Andy, and I'm sorry, I'll move.
No, Andy, you stay. Rachel, you will survive eating breakfast in a different chair. And you know, the nicer you are, the longer you live.
That's not true! What happened to nice guys finish last? Plus, it's not like her grandma is legitimately missing. What's the point of acting like Andy needs to be here?
You'll have to excuse Rachel, Andy. She has even less of a filter than usual before she's had her morning coffee.
Is it true that your grandma was kidnapped by a group of enraged clowns after ripping them off in a circus bet?
No, dummy. I heard that her grandma left to lead a legion of hog monkeys and is training them to destroy the world.
You both are stupid.
Ooh.
Snap.
That's enough, you three. Out, out, out. Let Andy eat her breakfast in peace. I'm sorry, Andy. Mornings don't usually showcase the Gerber household's best moments.
Ew! It's you. I knew I shouldn't have gotten the door.
Rude much?
Sorry to bother you.
Rachel, honey, who is it?
A couple of kids from school.
Oh, friends of yours? Why don't you invite them in for breakfast? I'll be around the house if you need me.
They're not my friends.
Huh.
Hey, Rachel, is Andy there?
Beth?
Hey, I came to see how you were doing. You remember Ben, right?
Hi there.
Yeah, I think I remember. Good to see you again.
Ben!
So you've seen her. She's not dead. Do you think you could leave now? I'm eating breakfast.
Aw, come on, Rach. There's no way to treat your friends. Besides, the twins love me too much to let me go.
Well, maybe they do, but I don't. Come on, girls. We're leaving.
No, I want to stay.
The Benster does like a lady that knows how to slam a door in your face.
Hey, I still want to talk to Andy.
Then talk to her outside.
I can't believe the Benster's been exiled to the front porch.
Ah, shut up. That doesn't matter. We just wanted to see how things were going.
You didn't sleep well last night. Your already pitiful levels of cognitive ability are dropping.
You know, they're moving forward, I think.
What's moving forward?
Dude, remember her missing grandma?
You know?
Know what? Wait, does this have to do with all the gossip about your grandma leaving?
People are talking about my family. They don't even know me.
They don't know you, per se, but your family's lived here, like, forever. Your mom grew up here.
What? Zach, how does he know all this? I don't even know all this.
It's a small town. Everyone knows everyone's business. It's not a big deal.
Well, it's a big deal to me. Are people really talking about my family?
No, no. I mean, a little, but not that much. Ben just knows more because I filled him in.
You filled him in? I didn't realize asking you for help and becoming a part of the Edelin rumor mill was a package deal.
Ooh, snap. You just got roasted.
Sorry, I wasn't thinking. I needed advice.
You needed advice? I needed advice.
You're right. I'm sorry. I should have asked your permission first.
Whatever. I don't care. I'm fine.
You have exactly one friend. Don't lose him.
You don't look fine. Your cheek is twitching.
He's right. You should calm down.
I am calm!
Whoa, okay.
And I'm sure you are. Ben didn't mean anything by it. Right, Ben?
Yeah, right.
Sorry, I didn't mean it.
Is there anything we can do for you?
No. I'm good. Thank you both for coming. Really, I appreciate it. But I was actually going to take a walk, so I'm gonna go. I'll see you guys later.
Don't forget your camera.
Great job, Andy. Wear flip-flops while walking on a gravel path. Ah, this hurts. I'm going to the bridge. Okay. Mom, Dad. So, I know you can't really hear me. And it seems stupid, and I feel like an idiot. But I need to pretend that you're still here. You've been gone 244 days. You went missing 8 months ago, and I felt like an orphan every moment since then, and now Grandma's disappeared, and I'm starting to wonder, is it me? Am I the reason everyone has left, or kidnapped, or whatever?
Yes.
What?
Yes, you need to stop moping and start worrying about your father's camera.
My dad's camera? Okay, I guess I can look at the pictures.
Beep.
All right, first picture. A piece of paper that says North Portal Caves.
That's the cave your ever-so-graceful associate was talking about.
Isn't that the cave Zach was talking about?
Brilliant. Clue number one, North Portal Caves. Next.
Beep.
A crumbling stone bridge? Wait. Am I standing on it? Holy crap! Mom, Dad, you've been here before. Like, right here.
Sorry to break up the family reunion, but you've just found clue number two.
Clue number two, a crumbling stone bridge?
Took you long enough.
Okay, next photo is rocks piled up like a wall. Like someone wanted to block a path? Okay, Dad. Is this picture near here?
Are you blind? Look behind you.
Oh. Am I supposed to climb over it?
What comes after clue number two? Clue number three.
So, I am supposed to climb over the rocks. It looks really high.
How else are you supposed to get to North Portal Caves?
Ah! Oh, foot on rock! Ah, flip-flops were a bad life decision. Maybe I better take these off if I'm gonna climb.
It's a rock pile, not in a mountain.
Just keep climbing, just keep ow!
You poor thing.
Whew, I made it. Okay, so now there's a picture of a tree with a red mark. Oh, there it is! And right past the tree is a cave entrance?
Like I said before, your head could use some decluttering.
There it is! That's the cave entrance! What are you up to, Dad? You literally left a trail of photos that led me to this point. I should go in, right?
Obviously.
I don't know about this. It looks pretty dark, and I don't have a light.
This is the modern day. I believe there are such things as cell phone flashlights.
But my phone only has 20% battery. It could die.
Yes, and the likelihood of that increases as you waste time.
Okay. I'm going in. Whoa, look at this place.
I am.
I must be standing in the middle? The central cavern. with two passages, one right, one left.
Each path takes you deeper underground.
Which do I take?
Left. Go left.
Okay. My gut tells me to go left, so the safest thing to do is go right.
Really?
Okay. Here I go! So far, nothing mystical or weird, so that's good. Okay. I haven't disappeared yet.
Yet.
Did it just get colder? I think it got colder.
Good.
Oh my god! What was that? Is that a snake? Okay, I'm freaked. I'm gonna try the other way.
The voice in your head might actually know a thing or two.
Okay, I'm back in the main cave, and I'm going to go left.
Watch your head.
Ow!
The ceiling is lower here.
Really? I didn't notice. Okay, I'm going downstairs. The stairs of a perfectly normal, missing persons causing cave. Okay, everything is good. There's no glowing light. I'm alive. This is good.
Glowing light? That's ridiculous.
This is new. There's a mist hanging by this crevice. I can see the wall through it, though, so it can't be that thick. Oh my god! My hand just disappeared! What? No, no, it's back. No. Oh my, the mist isn't thick enough for my hand to vanish like that!
It's magical mist. It can do what it wants.
Okay. Don't panic. Don't panic. Think this out. You're in a small chamber off the main cave. You went down a couple stairs to get there, and the mist is coming out of a small crevice in the wall, and it may or may not be able to make my hand vanish.
Beep. Beep.
No, no, no! Don't die! Come on, phone! I need light, dang it! I need it!
Try stepping into the mist.
It's pitch black. I'm in a cave that was closed down due to people disappearing, and I want to step into magic mist. Okay, I thought I was done making dumb decisions.
Did you just call me dumb?
Apparently I'm not.
In case you have missed it, dear listener, Andromeda's grandmother is missing. With the help of Silence and her father's camera, Andromeda has discovered the mystical North Portal Cave in which Silence resides. He has urged Andromeda to travel through a misty portal, and she finds herself in another world.
Don't cry over cold tea, and this whole experience has been a community endeavor. It's thanks to a grant from the St. Croix Valley Foundation we were able to create Don't Cry Over Cold Tea, and also the support of Kowalski's Markets, real estate consultant Wendy Gimple, Jim Link at the Idea Pad, the Spice and Tea Company, and the Stillwater Lions Club. We are also grateful to KLBB Radio, Action Rental, The Shirt Factory, Larry's Floor Covering, Trinity Lutheran Church in Stillwater, and First Universalist Church in Minneapolis for their contributions. A special thanks to our fiscal agent, ArtReach St. Croix, and to our acting coaches, Randall Berger, and Artistic Director of the Zephyr Theater, Calissa Hall. Hush is a production of The Shire. A zany outtake of our credits, along with a podcast of Don't Cry Over Cold Tea, can be found on our website at theshireonline.com/radio_play. That's theshireonline.com/radio_play. To become a part of the #Hush podcast mailing list and to subscribe to future episodes, email Steph at theshireonline.com.